WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 73. Check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. A Bryan school board member who's missed two-thirds of the last 36 meetings has resigned. According to a statement from Bryan ISD, John Street's moving away from the board's second district. Street was in his second term representing the northern part of the city and the north-central part of the school district. The remaining school board members will decide in 2 weeks whether to hold a special election or appoint someone to serve the remainder of Street's term, which ends in November of next year. According to school board minutes dating back to April of last year, Street was absent 24 times. A 21-month-old Bryan boy who sustained a brain injury Tuesday morning while his mother was at work has died. Mother's boyfriend, who was arrested for reckless injury to a child, remains in jail. Bryan police report the Brazos County District Attorney's Office will likely revisit criminal charges against 22-year-old Alexis Bellano when the case is presented to a grand jury. According to the arrest report, Bellano told detectives he tossed the toddler in the air in an attempt to quiet the child when the boy's head struck the back of a couch and landed on the floor. As the child continued crying, Bellano said he shook the youngster for about 10 seconds, causing his head to flop. Bryan police has released surveillance video of a suspect in 4 nighttime home burglaries that took place while residents were sleeping. You can see the video online at WTAW.com. Investigators say one or two men entered homes through unlocked doors or windows to take cash and cell phones. Detectives say at this time there have been no attempts to harm residents. The burglaries took place last week after midnight at homes on T Street, Sulphur Springs Road, Lynn Drive, and Ellinger Drive. BPD reminds residents to make sure all windows and doors are locked, encourages residents to report suspicious people walking at night to call Bryan police. A second arrest has been made by College Station police in one of two armed robberies at local apartment complexes last Sunday. According to a PD news release, 19-year-old Dalton Colaluca of Midlothian admitted to being one of at least three men who held up three residents at the Parkway Place apartments. Investigators do not believe Colaluca was involved with the two accomplices, who 2 hours later were involved in a robbery a mile away at the University Trails apartments. Second robbery ended in gunfire, killing one of the suspects and one of the victims. Another accomplice, Larry Bonner Jr., was previously arrested in connection with both robberies, Colaluca being held in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $600,000. Easterwood Airport has acquired new equipment that ends more than 90% of opening checked-in baggage for explosives.
For the last 14 years, the TSA officers here have had to open and search, physically search, every single checked bag, which amounts to about 3,500 to 4,000 bags a month.
TSA Security Director Mike Scott says the baggage goes through what he compares to a CAT scan, a machine located in major airports away from public view, but at Easterwood is by the airline counter. In the next 60 days will be the start of a $4 million makeover of the terminal. John Clanton at Aston Aviation, which manages the airport for Texas A&M, says it's the first major improvement since the terminal opened nearly 30 years ago.
A significantly expanded waiting area once passengers clear through the TSA checkpoint. This will include at least three times as much space, more comfortable seating, a separate and expanded restrooms, and cafe service available on the sterile side of the checkpoint. One of the high points of the renovation will be an expanded TSA checkpoint to include a TSA pre-express lane for frequent travelers.
Clanton also announced United Airlines has changed their departure and arrival times to give more flexibility to connecting flights in and out of Houston. Also, a $7 million project at the airport's corporate and general aviation area will start in the next 45 days. Two Aggies among the five pilots involved in tomorrow's Kyle Field flyover to open the Texas A&M football season. The pilots are with the 95th Fighter Squadron. They'll be flying F-22 Raptors, one of the stealth jets used in missions overseas. A reminder, tomorrow's game as well as tonight's Midnight Yell, the first event at Kyle Field with the new clear bag policy. This will be the second year free shuttle service will be offered from downtown Bryan to Kyle Field for A&M home football games.
It's just really the best route. I'm telling the big secret. Some people don't want us to tell anybody because they like getting there quickly.
Yeah.
It really is. And once you get to downtown, you can either – we really want you to stay in downtown once you get back.
You bet.
Or before, but it's also easier to get out.
It's Bryan Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, the shuttle from downtown Bryan. Is next to the library. Second shuttle, also provided by A&M Transportation Services, is based at American Momentum Bank at University and Copperfield. WTAW News Time, 10 minutes after 6. The temperature is 73. More news after 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What can inspire me?
Drive me. What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Good morning. Coming up on 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holland Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure is taking control of our weather, which is certainly good news. We've got stormy weather in the eastern Gulf of Mexico with Hermine, and that system's headed into the southeast. No threat to us. Today, sunshine. Some afternoon cloudiness developing, maybe a stray shower, thunderstorm as well. 90 to 95 today. Overnight, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, could see a thunderstorm in the afternoon, highs 90 to 95. It's partly sunny, 90 to 95 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your preview for the weekend in high school football and Aggie football. It's also a big weekend for A&M soccer and volleyball. I'll have those details for you. And in the NFL, the Texans and the Cowboys went head-to-head last night in Arlington for the final game of the preseason. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hermine, huh? I didn't know how it was pronounced.
Me neither. I thought it was Hermine. I've also heard Hermine.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Well, whatever. It's over there, and it's not going to bother us.
Yeah.
20% chance of showers is what they're telling us for today, tonight, and tomorrow night. So, we'll see. Still got that little north wind going at about 5 miles an hour today. It'll be easterly tomorrow. And, again, a high of only about 90 or 91. For a 2:30 kickoff, that's probably going to be part of the warmer part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Maybe some clouds out there in the meantime. So a guy in Leesburg, Florida, called the sheriff about his neighbor.
Oh, wait, hold on. You said Florida?
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know.
All
it's
right.
been a while. It's been a while. So he said that she drove into the fence between their houses, knocking part of it down. The fence, which is 2 feet, made of stacked cinder blocks. Was easy to reassemble, which the guy did. Deputies warned the woman that she should try to resolve her dispute with said neighbor. Also warned her that she could be arrested if she did it again. 15 minutes later,
lo and behold,
hey, guy called the deputies back. Neighbor drove through the fence again.
I knew it.
It would seem to be more like a wall than a fence, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
Deputies arrived. Her pickup truck was parked on top of the broken pieces. She was arrested for criminal mischief. And I guess not paying attention either.
Yeah, so, not listening.
Well, it's gonna be a good day. I still, what in the world? What's going on?
You know, some people just have the confidence to break down the walls that people put up in front of them.
Info. Maybe she had a basketball goal up and he was telling her she had to take it down because the HOA had come and give her trouble. I don't know.
Oh, that HOA.
That's right. But it's Florida.
Yeah.
Could be giant banana slugs. Who knows?
Are you surprised?
Yeah, no.
Steaming.
Yeah. Thank you.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask why buy used when you could buy new with payments as low as these. Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
There you go. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Friday. Woohoo. We got to work on Monday.
Yeah.
We'll be here, but, you know, anyway. And we're happy to. Day 246, got 120 of them to go. It is Blueberry Popsicle Day.
That's very specific.
I don't know that I've ever seen a blueberry popsicle. It's anyway. It's also Bison Kenyell Day.
Not sure what that is.
Well, it's supposed to be the bicentennial birthday of a fictitious person. That's why it's called Bison Kenyell. That's the fictitious person.
They're celebrating that in North Dakota?
I'm not sure exactly. It could be, since they are the Bisons, and obviously we do have some Bisons around here as well, but they're happier where it's cold, I think. They have to have crew cuts to make it work here.
We've got the Buffalo Bison, down the road.
That's right. Plenty of places to get a crew cut around here.
Yeah, Lazy Mom's Day.
All right.
I didn't know there were, but...
So when's Lazy Dad's Day?
Yeah. When do we get... Well, maybe every day?
Every day, yeah.
Yeah. Founded by the College Licensing Company in 2004, today is College Colors Day.
I'm wearing mine.
Are you? What colors?
Green and white. Okay. Once again, sneaking in, my national defending champion alma mater led off the season last night. Oh. Northwest Missouri State defeating nationally ranked Emporia State in Emporia, 41-14.
Oh, wasn't even a contest.
Wow.
Well, it was in the first two drives.
And after that. VJ Day. Signed that document on the USS Missouri in 1945.
Oh, all right.
It is the beginning of the Labor Day weekend, of course, and the 42nd annual cow chip throw is going on in Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin.
Because, of course, it is.
Yeah, that's goes through tomorrow, so they'll be throwing a lot of, well, you know. All right, we got birthdays.
Birthdays, Keanu Reeves is 52 today. Okay. Pretty cool. Mark Harmon, 65, from NCIS.
Wow. You know, father was a Heisman Trophy winner. He was a quarterback at UCLA.
Wow.
Married to Mindy, Morgan Mindy.
That's right.
Wow.
And they say, again, NCIS has been on for like 7,000 episodes. Uh-huh. I mean, it's been on a long time. But they say that he still pretty much is the quarterback. He's got a quarterback mentality. The actors are his team. It obviously works. He makes who knows how much money. I mean, probably $20 million a year just doing that.
I thought that was per episode.
Yeah, it could be.
And he doesn't look 65, I'll tell you that.
And really, I think a pretty good guy. You know, the story about 10 years ago, somebody wrecked their car in front of his house. He ran outside and pulled him out of the burning car.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, he's the real deal. Anyway.
Awesome. Okay, anyway, so Amy Osborne, 33 today. She's the oldest daughter of Ozzy and Sharon. She was the one that didn't want to be on the Osbournes.
Ah, yes, the reasonable one.
Yeah. Cat Williams is 43.
Hey.
He's a comedian. Casey from Casey and JoJo is 47. Uh-huh. Cynthia Watros is 48. She was Libby on Lost, and also she was also on House. She was James Wilson's ex-wife.
Right.
Selma Hayek is 50 today, and Lennox Lewis is 51. Meanwhile, Eric Dickerson is 56.
Uh-huh.
Hall of Famer football player.
Yeah, yeah.
And Terry Bradshaw, 68 today.
Wow.
Also Hall of Famer. But, you know.
Now, he would look 68.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Eric Dickerson, he was a pretty good football player from just down the road.
Oh, I said that.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That. Jimmy Connors.
ESPN replayed that 30 by 30 or whatever they call it.
On Dickerson?
No, Jimmy Connors.
Okay, he's 64 today. Peter Uberoff, who used to be the commissioner of Major League Baseball, 79.
Ran the Olympics in L.A., didn't he?
Uh-huh. And Guy Liberce, he's pretty rich. He's the guy who founded Cirque du Soleil.
So he's doing pretty well for himself.
And he plays poker, does the World Series of Poker thing.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if he's all in, that would be serious money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, betting $1 million to him is really probably pretty much nothing.
Dropping the bucket,
yeah. On Saturday, I didn't have it ready. Hang on. It's on Saturday, it is.
I just had some bacon.
Bacon Woo-hoo! Day. It is. It's bacon day.
That is every day for me.
Also, tomorrow, and isn't it perfect, it's Saturday, it's tailgating day. That would work out.
What do you know?
Yeah. You think?
Yeah. Skyscraper Day. World Beer Day, penny press day. Does that mean like put a penny on the railroad tracks, I guess? And it's sand sculpting day if you want to do that in San Diego. They've got some celebration going on. All right, we got some birthdays on Saturday.
Birthdays for Saturday. Charlie Sheen's 51 on Saturday. Sean White's going to be 30. He's that redheaded guy who, you know, does stuff on snowboards. He's a snowboarder. Garrett Hedlund is 32 on Saturday from Friday Night Lights. He was Tim McGraw's son.
Oh, yeah.
Paz de la Huerta is 32. She was on Boardwalk Empire. Let's see. Jenny Finch is 36. That's the Olympic softball pitcher. Todd Lewis, 51, singer for the Toadies. I believe they're from here in Texas, actually. Al Jardine is 74 from the Beach Boys.
Oh, how old?
74.
Wow, okay.
And Beetle Bailey superstar Mort Walker is 93.
Jeez, he's still alive.
Yeah.
All right, on Sunday, it's National Wildlife Day. It's Pet Rock Day. Oh, what a great...
Wonder what those go for on eBay these days.
I don't know. Launched in the 1970s by Gary Dahl.
Yeah, the carton probably. The box is probably worth more than the rock.
$3.95 is what it cost back in the day.
And if Office Space taught us anything, the guy made $1 million.
Yeah, exactly. He did. Absolutely. It's what a great idea. Anyway, in addition to that, it's... newspaper carrier day, isn't that quaint? And it's macadamia nut day if you want to do that.
All right,
and birthdays.
Birthdays for Sunday. Whitney Cummings is 34. She's a pretty funny comedian. Beyonce is 35.
Hey, hey.
Max Greenfield is 36. He's on that show New Girl with Zooey Deschanel. Wes Bentley is 38. He's on American Horror Story, and he was in the Ghost Rider movie and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Ronson, 41, the guy who did the song Uptown Funk recently here.
Oh,
that was a pretty big hit.
Pretty
big, yeah. Freddie Boom Boom Washington,
hey.
Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, 63.
Okay.
Jason David Frank is 43. He was one of the original Power Rangers back in the day.
Okay.
Mike Piazza, 48, retired MLB catching stud, of course. Mm-hmm. Damon Wayans is 56.
Okay.
Dr. Drew Pinsky, 58 on Sunday.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Tom Watson, 67, legendary golfer.
Golfer, dude.
And Merrill Bubba Knight is 74. That's one of Gladys Knight's pips and also her brother.
Ah, one of the pips. Yeah, he knows a few words of all of her songs.
Yeah.
that he has to sing. And also, Paul Harvey was born on this day.
Awesome.
On Sunday. And Sunday would be the 50th anniversary, even though they don't do it anymore, of the Jerry Lewis Telethon.
Oh.
The MDA Telethon started in 1966 on Labor Day, which was in September.
Used to be Must Be TV.
Yeah, that was. That was a big deal. And now it is. There's nothing. I mean, nothing. They do not do anything anymore. All right, 6:23.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So one day after WikiLeaks said they have a bombshell in terms of information on Hillary Clinton, Julian Assange revealed to Fox News they will be releasing more of Clinton's emails before the election, and he calls them significant. Now, Assange's announcement comes on the heels of recently released Clinton emails by both WikiLeaks and Citizens United, revealing the crooked dealings of Hillary Clinton and her foundation, and of course her enriching herself. Now, some of the highlights: the WikiLeaks emails showed that it was Hillary and Bill Clinton who wanted to cozy up to Vladimir Putin and do events together. Citizens United revealed that Hillary's emails showed that she knew her State Department staffers were working directly with the Clinton Foundation despite her promising otherwise. How many other bombshells about Hillary have to be released before she sees an orange jumpsuit?
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. we have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Horniman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
R.C. Norton with your money now. UPS is raising its rates. Starting September 19th, it's going to cost an average of nearly 5% more to ship a package through UPS's freight service. Daily rates for ground and air service will go up just after Christmas. UPS says the rate increases are needed to help pay for expansion and capabilities enhancements. Alcoa has reached a mea culpa with its Australian partner, Alumina. The pair settled a dispute over Alcoa's plan to split into two companies later this year, one that handles aerospace and automotive parts engineering and the other for aluminum. Alumina sued, worried about how the split would affect its business. The settlement now allows the split to move forward. Athletic wear maker Lululemon came out with a weak earnings forecast, hurting shares of the company, even though sales and profits were up in the most recent quarter. The company, which primarily makes yoga gear, has been trying to expand its sales to men. Shares fell 8% yesterday. That's your money now.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Good morning, it's 627, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The weather, it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 92 or so for a high temperature today, tomorrow, Sunday, not quite as warm on Labor Day. We have a 20% chance of rain today and tomorrow and on Sunday. It's up to a 40% chance of rain on Labor Day. Right now, winds out of the north at 6, 90% relative humidity, fair skies. We're looking at 75.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to request a free one-day conference in your city.
If you can do something for just 2 minutes a day, it'll make you happier for the next 24 hours. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
It's no wonder that being happy can be so difficult.
One study said we have up to 50,000 thoughts per day, and for the average person, half of them are needlessly negative.
Sean Mashore, author of the book The Bliss Experiment, says happiness is not about achieving goals and acquiring possessions.
There's tremendous scientific research now that things such as wealth, fame, beauty creates absolutely zero long-term happiness boost.
An interesting experiment followed two groups of people.
One who won the lottery and one who became paraplegic in a tragic accident. And what they found is that people who won the lottery right away had a huge spike in their happiness, but at the 12-month mark were now less happy than before they won the lottery. With the paraplegics, they had been in a tragic accident, but by the 12-month mark, they had completely regained their prior sense of happiness and were happier than the millionaire lottery winners.
One powerful technique in finding more happiness in your life is practicing the act of gratitude.
And so 2 minutes of thinking of positive things in our life can help our minds think generally more positive for the following 24 hours, and it keeps our minds from spinning out of control.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 7. The temperature is 73. Check at the Brandon Valley Weather follows the news, presented by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. I'm Bill Oliver. Bryan police report a 21-month-old boy has died from a brain injury sustained earlier this week. A BPD news release states it's likely the Brazos County District Attorney's Office will revisit charges against the boyfriend of the child's mother when the case is presented to a grand jury. 22-year-old Alexis Bellano of Bryan's jailed after his arrest for reckless injury to a child. Investigators say Bellano and a friend were babysitting while the mother was at work when the child was injured Tuesday morning. Burglars have hit four Bryan homes after midnight while the occupants were asleep. Police released surveillance video of one of the suspects from last week's break-ins, which you can watch online at WTAW.com. Investigators say there have been no attempts to harm residents. Anyone with information or sees suspicious activity at night is asked to call Bryan Police. College Station police announced a second arrest from an armed robbery of three people at Parkway Place Apartments last Sunday. Investigators believe 19-year-old Dalton Colaluca of Midlothian was not involved in a robbery and murder that took place 2 hours later and a mile away at the University Trails Apartments. A Bryan school board member who's moving away from the district he represents has announced his resignation. John Street was in his fifth year of serving an area that includes North Central Bryan and the North Central part of the district. According to online records, which only go back to April of last year, Street missed two-thirds of Bryan ISD's last 36 meetings. Who will fill the remainder of his term through November of next year will be decided by the rest of the board as early as September 19th. Someone could be appointed or a special election could be held to fill the vacancy. Changes continue at East Droid Airport. John Clanton of Aston Aviation, which manages the airport for the Texas A&M system, says $11 million of improvements will start before the end of the year.
Within the next 60 days, we expect to begin work on a $4 million renovation of McKenzie Terminal. McKenzie was completed in 1988, and no major improvements have been made since it opened.
In the next 45 days will be the start of a $7 million project impacting the corporate and general aviation side of the airport. For the last 14 years, every piece of checked-in baggage at Easterwood had to be opened and inspected for explosives. Now there's a new piece of equipment that TSA says works like a CAT scan to take the place of opening more than 3,000 bags a month. Last year was the start of free shuttles from downtown Bryan to Kyle Field on Aggie football game days. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn on WTAW's Infomaniacs says they're offering the service again this year with at least one upgrade.
This year they're using the same fleet of A&M buses, so they'll have the maroon and white. So everybody's happy about that.
Good, good.
And a little bit more capacity, too, on each bus.
Second shuttle from A&M Transportation Services based at American Momentum Bank at University in Copperfield. A reminder, A&M's new clear bag policy will be enforced at tonight's midnight yell as well as tomorrow's game. WTAW News Time, 26 minutes from 7. The temperature is 73. News presented by CHI St. Joseph Health. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news after 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Good morning at 6:36. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Not a bad day shaping up. We'll have partial sunshine developing. Temperature is going to be up to about, I'd say, 90 to 95 this afternoon. That could be warm enough for a stray shower or thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. We're partly sunny tomorrow. There's the chance of a thunderstorm through the afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow reach up to about 90 to 95. And we'll have partly sunny weather Sunday. We're going to be back up between 90 and 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your weekend preview in high school football and Aggie football. Also, I'll have the details for the upcoming big weekend for A&M soccer and volleyball. And in the NFL, our two Texas teams faced each other in Arlington last night for the final game of the preseason. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, I guess for the third time this week, I've just...
It's just, you know, it's politics.
It is. We got the Rasmussen Reports survey, which is a right-leaning survey.
Mm-hmm.
Gives Donald Trump a one-point lead over the Hillster.
Mm-hmm.
40-39, Gary Johnson gets 7%, and Jill Stein, that's the Green Party, gets 3%. So beyond Green, I mean, does she have a stand on other stuff too? I mean, you know, I guess she has to have some sort of an agenda beyond Green.
I think she's definitely more the liberal leaning candidate. You know, if you're a Republican who doesn't feel like voting for Trump, you're probably going to vote for Johnson. If you're a liberal who doesn't feel voting for Hillary, you'll probably vote for Jill Stein.
All right. The new Suffolk University poll gives Clinton a 7-point lead.
Did you say Suffolk or suffocating?
Yeah. In the same Suffolk University poll, over half of the likely voters say Bill and Hillary did not take proper steps to avoid conflicts of interest at the Clinton Foundation. 54% say the Clintons did not take enough action. And about 60% consider Clinton dishonest and untrustworthy, compared to 31% who say she is honest and trustworthy, and I guess 10% don't know.
But of that 60%, how many are still going to vote for her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. Sure. That's...
Well, and of that 30%, I wonder, who wasn't watching the news? Who hasn't been watching what's going on in the past? They just haven't been paying attention,
just,
I guess.
It's just a giant kerfuffle.
And you know, Labor Day's the traditional real start of the fall election campaign, and how can it ramp up any worse than it is now?
Yeah, the fact that, was it 2 weeks ago we were doing the racist thing or bigot thing, or was that last week? I don't remember.
I think
that
last week, maybe.
Something, yeah. It just, but you're right. It just, how do we get even more?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of ramping up, the president of Mexico, I guess, waited for the Donald to get out of the country, and warned against the impact of Mr. Trump's proposal. He said, "I let him know the people of Mexico felt wronged." Meantime, Vicente Fox didn't hold back again yesterday. He told CNN, "We're not going to pay for that," using the very magic word of them all, "wall." It's a crazy idea.
Mm-hmm.
"If that wall is built, no way Mexico will pay for it. We are a smaller nation than the United States, but we have our pride, we have our dignity, and we have our ways of solving our own problems." Well, what does that
all
mean?
All together now.
Yeah. We know exactly how that is.
I'm wondering how they feel wronged, though, by not being allowed to illegally come into America.
Their job is to put forth what they feel like.
It's all about nationalism.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Jacob Monte, who is a lawyer in Houston, one of the prominent Hispanic supporters, kind of pulling back now. He said, "What I heard was not realistic and not compassionate," when he spoke in Phoenix. So,
you know, it's funny, though, depending on who you talk to, you know, if they're, you know, like a Hannity fan or something, for instance, Trump did a great job.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I didn't listen to it.
I didn't either, but it all depends on who you talk to.
And what else is Hannity going to do?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's he's.
What else is Rush going to do? What else is Beck going to do? What else is Joe Pags going to do?
Yeah, let's. Can listen to all of them right here.
That's right.
That's why I listed them.
Yes.
Shameless plug.
Reuters reports that a report from a prominent think tank says the U.S. and other world powers made a secret agreement granting exemptions to Iran in order to allow it to meet the deadlines and be relieved of the sanctions as part of that nuclear deal. Yeah, we gave them escape.
Wow.
The report from the Institute for Science and International Security claims that the loopholes were created to exceed limits that had been set by the deal for the amount of low-enriched uranium kept in the facilities. Low-enriched uranium can be used to produce fuel for a nuclear weapon.
Mm-hmm.
David Albright, who's the president of the think tank and former international weapons inspector, told Reuters the exemptions or loopholes are happening in secret, and it appears they favor Iran. Of course, the White House told Fox Business, no. U.S. and his partners did not and would not allow Iran to skirt its commitment.
Okay, speaking of Middle East stuff, maybe you guys did this earlier this week when I wasn't around.
Okay.
But you heard about the U.S. appeals court that tossed out the $654 million jury verdict against the PLO that involved damages for Americans affected by Palestinian terror attacks, but that the United States government says could financially destabilize the Palestinian government.
What? Where was this court?
The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan threw out the case Wednesday, saying the federal courts lack personal jurisdiction over the defendants. This is after a jury last year awarded $218 million to Americans affected by Palestinian terror attacks that have killed Americans. The award automatically tripled under the Anti-Terrorism Act.
Right.
In court papers after the jury verdict, the U.S. government says if the Palestinian Authority were to collapse, there would be a crisis impacting the security of Israelis and Palestinians and elsewhere in the region.
So they don't deserve.
So American terror victims don't deserve damages.
They don't deserve their settlement.
According to the U.S. government.
Well, that's got to make you feel good. Yeah, once again, that's got to make you feel good.
Well, you know, back to the Iran thing going on. My favorite was when the campaign was going on to, you know, allow them to have those sanctions released, removed. All the Hollywood actors and everything were coming out there giving their point of view.
Sure.
And saying, if you don't want them to bomb us with nuclear weapons, you've got to give them the nuclear weapons.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It didn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, once again, that's why they're Hollywood actors, and that's fine, and we're glad that they do what they do, and they do it so well, but we don't have to necessarily agree with them.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm sufficiently disgusted. I don't know about you guys. I'm so glad to hear that our courts are not giving money to the victims, because that would destabilize the Palestinians. 644.
Howdy, I'm Roy Schickman with the Chamber of Commerce. I want to invite you to enjoy an incredible 2 days of food, fun, networking, and recreation. It's the Chamber's annual Lobster Fest and Golf Classic with title sponsor the Bank and Trust and platinum sponsor CC Creations. It all begins on Monday, September the 12th, when you have an opportunity to enjoy a great day of golf as you tee off at the Phillips Event Center. Then on Sunday, September the 18th, Lobster Fest will be held at the Brazos Center from 6 to 9 p.m. You can enjoy a fresh Maine lobster, an outstanding steak, and participate in our live and silent auctions. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for reservations.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 3rd, learn all about fall brush control. Come learn about species and application this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
The general rule of green thumb is that if it blooms in the fall, you plant it in the spring. If it blooms in the spring, you plant it in the fall. Given those facts, when do you start your new perennial garden? Since some of the plants that are set out at one time, others are set out at another. When do you start? The truthful answer would be that you can start a perennial garden at any season so long as you have space for the plants that will come rolling into the garden centers at later dates. You never want to plant all of a perennial garden at one time. I'll be back with details of fall perennial plantings right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. Perennial gardens are best located out away from the house. Anchor them with evergreen shrubs scattered through the beds and supplement them with annual flowers for in-between times when the perennials are at a low ebb. Plan for clusters of like perennials in natural-looking groupings rather than long straight rows of plants. Plan your perennial bed shape to nestle into the rest of your landscape. If it's to be free form, you can use supple garden hose on one of our warm early fall afternoons. Play with the hose until you have exactly the bed shape that you want, and then mark it very carefully. If there are existing grasses and weeds growing within the new bed, use a total kill contact weed killer such as Roundup that will eliminate all of the weeds without contaminating the soil. Give the herbicide 10 to 15 days to do its job and then start getting the ground ready. You want to use a product that is glyphosate only. Prepare the soil for your perennial garden very carefully, since the plants will be growing there for several years before you have a chance to rework isolated parts of the garden as you dig and divide them. Incorporate 5 to 7 inches of organic matter into the soil. It ought to be a blend of compost, shredded pine bark mulch, brown sphagnum peat moss, and rotted manure, among others. By using different sources of organic matter, you'll be gaining the benefits each type brings to the soil. You also want to add 1 inch of expanded shale if you're dealing with a tight Texas clay soil. If you do all your work quickly, you'll be able to buy garden mums in the next several weeks for instant fall color. They then would be the first stars of your new perennial garden. More likely, however, you'll end up planting spring flowering perennials from transplants later this fall. Daylilies and iris, for example, will be featured by local societies in their fall sales to raise funds for their organizations. You also can buy directly out of their gardens. Some of your friends may have violets, oxalis, Shasta daisies that they'd be willing to share with you as they divide their stalk in September or early October. Watch closely for someone who will give you a start of the hardy red amaryllis because you'll almost never find it in nurseries. And spring flowering bulbs are arriving. They can be planted this fall, too. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:50. Well, it's another twofer as Zach Taylor has your high school football report and your Aggie football report. Zach?
Week two of high school football got underway early last night with the Rudder Rangers falling to the Hutto Hippos 41-0 at Merrill Green Stadium. The loss drops Rudder to 1-1 on the year while Hutto improves to 2-0. After having its season opener canceled last week, A&M Consolidated officially kicks off its season tonight at home against number 9 Richmond Foster. Game time is set for 7:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the Bryan Vikings look to bounce back from a Week 1 loss when they host Waller at 7:30 on Sports Radio 1150. The 1-0 College Station Cougars try to stay on track when they entertain Colleen Shoemaker at 7:30 on the Zone 102.7 FM. And Patrick Goodman goes for his first win as Navasota head coach when the Rattlers welcome Magnolia to town at 7 on Willie 97.7. Elsewhere, St. Joe's visits Shiner St. Paul at 7:30. Brazos Christian takes on Snook at 7:30 as well, and Buffalo visits Normandy at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. Remember to follow all of your favorite teams anytime. Just head over to brazosfootball.com. And now to the college game, where Texas A&M is gearing up to take on number 16 UCLA this Saturday. Now, it's an interesting dynamic in that Aggie offensive coordinator Noel Mazzoni is coming off 4 years as the Bruins OC.
Most of those kids were freshmen when I showed up that were playing against the sophomores. Those guys, every spring ball in 2 days, they've gone against this offense. Am I changing a lot? No, because, I mean, I think we're at the end of the day, you know, plays are plays and schemes are schemes. At the end of the day, kids got to make plays. You know, the old saying, familiarity breeds great defense. There's a little bit of truth to that, but I don't really worry about it that much. I think it's going to be a good football game. I think on the flip side, I've also gone against their defense for the last 4 years, you know, what they thought. So I don't think is it an advantage, disadvantage. Heck, I don't know.
Yes, we'll see when Coach Mazzoni and the guys take the field. Kickoff is tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 with broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW, as well as Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In A&M soccer, the number 14 Aggies host the Little Rock Trojans at Ellis Field today. Texas A&M is 2-2-0 on the season, coming off a 2-0 shutout of Tulsa last Sunday. Little Rock is 3-2-0 on the year, entering the fray on a 3-match win streak. Coach G. Guerreri says the team is ready.
We know we can play with anybody. We just have to find ways to win those games. And I think the bounce back on Sunday to beat Tulsa helped to prove that to our players and I know for our fans. So going into this weekend with Little Rock on Friday night and Illinois on Sunday night, it's another big opportunity for us to make a stand here at Ellis Field.
Junior Haley Pounds leads the Aggie offense with 7 points on 3 goals and 1 assist. In volleyball, the number 14 Texas A&M Aggies won the first 2 sets, but number 16 Florida State came back to win the match at the Puerto Rico Classico. The Seminoles improved to 2-0, while Texas A&M drops to 2-2. The Aggs return to the court tonight at 7 p.m. to face number 6 Minnesota in what will be the Aggies' third ranked opponent in the last 4 matches. In Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers had the night off, but go head-to-head tonight in Arlington at 7.05 p.m. In the NFL, Tom Savage made it through Houston's preseason finale against Dallas unscathed, despite getting slammed on his back while scrambling late in the third quarter. Already chosen as the backup to Brock Osweiler, Savage converted a pair of fourth downs for touchdowns, both to running back Akeem Hunt on a run and a pass, and the Texans beat the Cowboys 28-17 Thursday night. Jameel Showers finished 10 of 25 for 91 yards for the Cowboys. In Darlington, South Carolina, NASCAR has postponed all track activity scheduled for tomorrow and canceled Saturday's qualifier. The decision comes in anticipation of Hermine bringing inclement weather to the South Carolina track. Instead of qualifying times, both series will line up the field based on points in the standings. And in tennis, men's top seed Novak Djokovic and women's number two Angelique Kerber highlight today's U.S. Open schedule. Number seven Rafael Nadal opens the night session at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Yesterday's winners include men's number two Andy Murray, women's top seed Serena Williams, fourth seed Agnieszka Radwanska, fifth seed Simona Halep, and number six Venus Williams. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to donate or to help sponsor a conference in your area.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with the Med's own Dr. Lacefield and Cindy Quinn about health and wellness. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, then the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine is where you'll want your business. Brazos Valley Bride, a 148-page publication, also available on our interactive website, brazosvalleybride.com, makes local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com to reserve your space today.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 3rd, learn all about fall brush control. Come learn about species and application this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Did you know that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is part of a cooperative?
Being a co-op means that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is a local business that is owned and operated right here, and it's part of a network of other independent stores just like it. We have the buying power of over 1,000 stores and give you the best exclusive products at competitive prices. We give back by supporting our veterans and local schools.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 3 minutes till. With recent, although false, reports at LAX and JFK airports regarding the threat of active shooters, you may wonder, what is the best course of action to take if you are in an airport when that happens?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you hate to think about that, but you probably need to, just in case. Good news is that the chances are something like that happening are pretty slim, obviously, and certainly you can prepare yourself, though. If a crowd is running, don't follow the crowd, says travel security expert Mike Ackerman. Better course of action is to move away from the commotion, find a safe and quiet place, like a restroom. If you hear a loud noise that sounds like gunfire, move away from it, not toward it.
Well, yeah.
There is a tendency for people to be curious. No!
No.
Don't be... Curiosity killed the cat, right?
Yeah.
And they are curious. They go toward the loud noise, but you really should do the opposite. And when you get to the airport, get through security as quickly as possible. Most airport attacks obviously would happen at the security checkpoint, so I guess that probably makes sense. Just do that. So
running away from the crowd seems counterintuitive.
It does,
you know, I mean,
but
it makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, go find your own safe place and do that. And then, of course, the age-old question: should you keep bread in the refrigerator? These are the questions we tackle when we have a couple of extra minutes on Friday.
Oh yeah,
at the end of the week,
the big ones.
Yeah. Should you keep your bread in the fridge? Well, it depends, according to a food scientist named Guy Crosby. The starch molecules in the bread stiffen over time, which causes bread to go stale. So putting the bread in the fridge accelerates that process.
I knew it!
But putting the bread in the fridge also slows down mold growth.
Oh.
So I guess if you're going to keep your bread for a really long time, you know, it takes a long time for store-bought bread to get mold.
Yeah.
It really, really does, because I don't even know what's in it. So if you're going to eat your bread within a few days, best to leave it right there on the kitchen shelf or in the pantry or wherever you keep it. And if it's going to take longer to use it up, then you can go ahead and put it in the fridge. And, of course, obviously, if you're going to toast it or microwave, you can microwave it, and that'll loosen up the starch molecules. Ta-da!
Also, my grandma used to keep it in a deep freezer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, and of course, we had bread boxes back in the day, too, where you'd actually put it and get it out of the way. All right, let's look at some weather. It really doesn't, all that stuff in the over in Florida is not going to affect us. They're telling us that's going to move on up the Atlantic coast, so we won't get any of that action. High day, about 92, actually the high all weekend.